Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Storm damage in northwest Kansas. We've got the story.
A man is dead after a mowing accident in Harvey County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita police officer was assaulted while conducting a follow-up investigation. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We start the morning with our temperature in the 70s, and we may struggle to warm up much more than we are now throughout the afternoon. Our complete forecast and what to expect is coming up.
Authorities are surveying a damage done by storms in Ellis County in northwest Kansas Wednesday night. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ellis was damaged after the roof of St. Mary's School blew off and into the church, according to Ellis County Undersheriff Scott Brown. Two homes also sustained damage as a result of high winds and downed trees. Two farms reported outbuildings destroyed and leveled in Ellis County. Authorities say numerous power lines were also downed, causing power outage in the county. No injuries have been reported.
One man is dead after a mowing accident in Harvey County. Emergency crews were called to the 5800 block of South Kansas yesterday afternoon. They found a man trapped under a lawnmower in a water-filled ditch. The sheriff's office says it appears the man was mowing grass around a culvert when his mower tipped over, trapping him underneath. His name has not been released.
A Wichita police officer assaulted while conducting a follow-up investigation on abandoned vehicles.
It happened Wednesday afternoon in the 1500 block of North Topeka. A 51-year-old man became agitated and went into a home, bringing out a firearm. The man came out of the residence, pointed the firearm at the officer, who took cover and waited for additional officers to arrive. The situation was resolved without shots being fired. After officers surrounded the home, the suspect surrendered without incident. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A police officer in the city of Sedgwick has been arrested, accused of stealing from his employer. 26-year-old Brylon Marks was taken into custody yesterday afternoon by the Harvey County Sheriff's Office. Officials have not released any information about what was missing, but the city of Sedgwick administrator Ed Patton says they found out about the missing items valued at more than $1,000 during a routine inventory check.
My leadership in the police department will be doing more frequent inventory inspections. I'll be doing the same. We've got to have multiple layers of oversight moving forward from this point.
Lieutenant Marks has been suspended without pay. He's being held on a $4,000 bond. Case is being handled by the Harvey County Attorney's Office.
House Republicans are introducing articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Congressman Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan led the impeachment effort. Jordan saying the DOJ is keeping information from Congress. Enough is enough. It's time to hold Mr. Rosenstein accountable for blocking Congress's constitutional oversight role. The articles of impeachment focus on the Justice Department's conduct during the 2016 campaign. They contain allegations of intentionally withholding embarrassing documents and information, knowingly hiding material investigative information from Congress, various abuses of the FISA process, and failure to comply with congressional subpoenas. DOJ previously saying it has cooperated with Congress. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo got a grilling on Capitol Hill concerning a closed-door meeting between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling lawmakers the administration is being firm with the Kremlin over any future U.S. election meddling.
I personally made clear to the Russians there will be severe consequences for interference in our democratic processes.
This is lawmakers continue to call for details about a recent one-on-one meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin and President Trump, including this fiery exchange with Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of the Foreign Relations Committee.
With all due respect, I don't appreciate you characterizing my questions. My questions is to get to the truth.
Secretary Pompeo also addressing denuclearization negotiations with North Korea, saying the administration will not let it drag out to no end. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Kansas gasoline prices are in a great place right now, says Jennifer Hall with AAA.
In our area especially, they're looking pretty good. They've seen a little bit of a decline. The demand has not gone down. Seeing a decline during our peak season is a good sign for drivers.
The average price in Kansas was $2.65 a gallon Tuesday morning. This morning, Wichita is averaging $2.68 a gallon. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals finishing up a homestand yesterday afternoon. We'll have highlights from that game coming up in sports.
Scientists say they have found a big body of water on Mars. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Kansas Court of Appeals says a Wichita man should not have been allowed to use a stand-your-ground defense to avoid trial in the stabbing death of a Wichita woman. The court overturned a decision by a district judge who dismissed second-degree murder and other charges against 38-year-old Seth Collins. In its ruling, the court said a jury, not a judge, should decide whether Collins' actions were justified in the April 2016 incident.
A former Alaska Airlines pilot is sentenced to prison for being drunk while flying.
David Hans Arnston was sentenced to a year in federal prison and ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. He admitted to piloting two flights in 2014, and after the second one was pulled for random drug and alcohol testing by the airline. He had a blood alcohol level of 0.134 and 0.142. That's well above the limit. He retired after that, though, and the FAA revoked his pilot license. Prosecutors say during his 20 years flying, he hid an alcohol problem. His attorney said his long career had a perfect safety record, but he accepts the consequences here. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Scientists say they have found a body of water on Mars.
We're talking about a lake of liquid water on Mars right now. If the findings are confirmed, this is the discovery so many scientists have been waiting for, a specific place to target in their search for microbial alien life. Now, the discovery was made not by NASA, but by the Italian Space Agency, using one of the oldest spacecrafts still operational in orbit around Mars, the Mars Express. They used ice-penetrating radar to bounce radio waves off the surface of Mars. And when they got to the planet's South Pole, they noticed that the radar profile was very similar to lakes found underneath glaciers here on Earth. These researchers say they spent years digging through the data, and now in a study published in the journal Science, they say they're convinced they found a roughly 12-mile-long lake underneath a polar ice cap. In Washington, Kristen Fisher, Fox News.
A fox messed with the wrong woman.
The animal attacked 52-year-old Tammy Dubois of Pittsgrove, New Jersey, as she walked to her garden in her backyard. Dubois was bitten several times and saying she had to do something to get the fox off her. Dubois reached down, grabbed its snout, and shut its mouth with one hand and strangled it with the other. Dubois saying afterwards she doesn't like to kill anything. State health officials have confirmed the fox was rabid. Dubois is now undergoing a two-week treatment for rabies. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Can't spoil that. Is
wow.
One tough woman.
That was literally Fox News.
Really? Fox and Fox. All right. 7-Eleven now, Steve and Ted. Here on KNSS.
Have a traffic accident reported at Mount Vernon and Broadway. Watch for a bit of a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good, good. I mean, we've had some showers in the Wichita area. In my neighborhood, we had a little light rain, and now it looks like it's all pretty much gone, at least for now, huh?
Yeah, there's still a few showers around out there. I don't think the wet weather will be too much of a trouble today as it's really brought in those cooler temperatures. You're not going to feel it just yet. We've been starting out our morning similar to how we have the past few mornings temperature-wise, but I guarantee you're going to feel it by the afternoon.
Yeah, I was thinking of the same thing with the temperature right now around 70, 72 degrees.
Yeah.
It's about what it's been. But this afternoon, if it stays close to 80, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah, not really warming up all that much with the fact that wet weather is still going to kind of be lingering around the area and also all the clouds that we're going to have. So temperature is going to be warming very slowly, something that we'll all be able to take advantage of.
Have you seen anything about this damage up in Ellis County? It sounds like it was just straight line wind. It wasn't a tornado or anything, was it?
No. And the tornado risk was very, very low. We were kind of stressing that all day, even the day before yesterday. So, yeah, there was a lot of wind damage. There was also a lot of hail reports, mainly around the entire area. Anywhere between nickel to half dollar size hail.
Mm-hmm. All right, but not here in the South Central Kansas area, then.
No, no, not really a whole lot going on in South Central Kansas, because by the time those storms reached us, they really kind of pooped out, so to say. They weren't as strong, they weren't packing as much of a punch, so we really just got the showers and thunder.
And how much does it, I've watched storms over the years, how much does it have to do with the fact that, okay, the sun's gone down, the heat source is pretty much taken out of this, and it makes the weather kind of calm down a little bit?
Yeah, that too. But we also have those MCSs, those strong thunderstorm complexes that we see kind of gather at night. So that's always the case, but it usually is. Yeah, because that's where they get their energy from. They get their energy from that daytime heating. As soon as the daytime heating is gone, thunderstorms start to fizzle out.
All right. Give us a full forecast here, sir.
Okay, you know what? Today,
only
getting up to 80 degrees. I had to slow down when I said that because I don't believe it myself. But, it's going to feel very, very nice today. Temperature-wise, going into the evening, slowly falling through the 70s, eventually everybody falling down into the 60s. Wet weather, though, still in the picture. We are going to have that slight chance of rain continuing through today. But by the time we get into the evening hours, I think that wet weather will start to fizzle out a little bit more, trending drier. That rain chance not looking as good, but we are going to have mainly cloudy skies all day today, and then possibly turning partly cloudy tonight, but I am expecting more clouds into tomorrow, but it's still going to be feeling pretty nice, just a little bit warmer, closer to the middle 80s, around 85, 86 degrees, so definitely nothing like what we experienced last week, even though it's going to be a little bit warmer.
All right.
And winds should be fairly light as well, maybe an occasional breeze out there.
Okay, so what do we got right now then?
Right now, overcast skies, 74 degrees, and even though skies are overcast, if you look up, if you're about to head outside, maybe seeing a little bit of sunlight right on the horizon.
Right.
West wind at 8 miles per hour, dew point of 70, so it does feel pretty humid out there. You got to remember, we did have some rain that rolled through. It's evaporating the air, a little bit more moist, but otherwise not all that bad, since we'll only see a high of 80 today.
All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Now, 7:15, Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning, the 26th day of July. Yesterday's high, by the way, 97. Today's high is going to be around 80. Are you kidding me? This feels great, Ted.
Other times of the year we see that dramatic swing, usually not in July.
Not in July. But,
we'll take it.
Had a little thunder. Late last night, a little thunder.
Yeah, I heard a little thunder.
It woke up the dog. We are dog-sitting our grandchildren's dog, Rudy the Rat Terrier, and he throws a fit, and the thunder scares him. So Shelly had to get up and go and, soothe him, calm
That
him
wasn't
down.
Even bad thunder last
no,
night.
No, he's kind of a...
He probably gets nervous when the trash truck comes down the street.
He's kind of a wimpy little guy, let's put it that way. But he's a nice dog, okay?
Okay. Mm. I don't want to disparage Rudy.
On this date in 1775, the Continental Congress established a post office and appointed Benjamin Franklin its Postmaster General.
Well, happy birthday to the post office.
Happy birthday, post office. And I still say, people disparage the post office a lot, or they have over my entire career, and I've always thought they do a pretty good job.
They do a good job.
They actually move billions of pieces of mail
every
day.
They sure do.
And every now and then,
losing a lot of money.
Yeah, it might get somebody else's mail in my box or something, but, usually they do a pretty good job, I think. So they're having a birthday today, and a lot of people don't even have any mail service because they do everything online or whatever, but not me. I'm a purist, or a traditionalist, I guess you could say. All right, it's 7:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We had one of the stories that... a few minutes ago, tragic story. The mowing accident. Was that in Harvey County?
Yeah.
Where a man was apparently mowing. And I watched those guys, over in my neighborhood, right there along the Little Arkansas, south of my house.
You see them on an embankment.
It's a pretty good slope there.
Yeah,
not bad.
Oh, boy.
But those guys have to be careful because every now and then we hear something like this. They're on one of those rider mowers. And it tips now, and they get trapped under it, or they get hurt, or, anything can happen.
That's sad.
But lawnmowers are something that you don't want to mess around with. Those blades are spinning real fast. And this man was trapped under the mower in a ditch of water.
And then there
was
a ditch with water in it.
Okay. My granddad, by the way, he was pretty handy. He built his own riding lawnmower way back in the 50s. Yeah.
He took a little metal platform of some kind of the fashion, you know, like, oh, no, no, three by four.
Dangerous, but go ahead.
Well, he knew what he was doing.
Okay.
I mean, he could weld. He could do that. He welded the wheels, cut three wheels on it, and put the, you know, mounted Briggs & Stratton back here. He got him a seat from a tractor.
So he wasn't going to Maximum Outdoor Equipment. He's just making it his own.
Yeah, built it up himself.
Wow.
His job in his small town, he didn't have a job. He was a town mechanic. He took care of everybody.
Okay.
But one of his jobs, he did have a job of mowing the cemetery.
Okay.
And as a kid, we'd go out there and help him mow.
That would, having a mower like that would help.
Yep. And so there you go. All right.
Which cemetery was it?
Well, it was the cemetery that's about a block and a half or two blocks north of Roselle, Kansas.
Okay.
And that's where that's where he lived, so... 718. And by the way, Roselle's about 18 miles west of Larned. And 7 miles from Burdett, the big city. I'm giving you a geography lesson here. 718 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and we've got Royals in action. We got the big NBC tournament starting tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, Ted.
Kansas City Royals finishing up a homestand, hosting the Detroit Tigers yesterday afternoon. And Danny Duffy, starting pitcher for the Royals yesterday, who has really been pitching well of late, but he was not sharp yesterday. You heard the game on KFH.
There's the pitch again, high and outside, and that is trouble. That was the precursor to a bad fourth inning when he got the ball up, and usually up and away, and oftentimes that tells you that front shoulder might be flying open. Now the 2-0 pitch, way high, gets away from Salvador Perez. That's a wild pitch. Scoring from third base is Iglesias to give Detroit back the 4-run lead. And that is a shame because Danny got the first two outs very quickly, getting Rodriguez, then Jones, but then a walk, a bloop single, and now a wild pitch.
Mm. Yeah, Danny Duffy just didn't have it yesterday.
Yeah, and like you said, he's been pitching so well.
He's been pitching great, but... yesterday wasn't his day. The Tigers won the game 8-4, taking 2 out of 3 in the series, and the Royals' homestand has ended. Kansas City now embarking on a 10-game road trip that starts tonight. 4-game series in the Bronx against the New York Yankees, one of the top three teams in the big leagues. Royals-Yankees, you can listen live at 6 o'clock tonight from the Big Apple, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League action yesterday, the Washington Nationals in Milwaukee beat the Brewers 7-3. Coming out of the bullpen for the Nationals, a guy that the Kansas City Royals traded to them earlier this season, Kelvin Herrera, got the final out. His fourth straight scoreless outing. Herrera has a 1.83 earned run average this season, of course now pitching for the Nationals. Let's get a minor league baseball update. Former Wichita State Shocker Grayson Genesta, first-round draft pick this year, playing an A-ball with the Atlanta Braves for the Rome Braves. Genesta last night on base 3 times, including his second double of the season, scored a couple of runs in his last 9 games. Genesta batting .370. The former Shocker is in A-ball with the Braves. Pro baseball last night, the Wichita Wingnuts. Game 1 of a 19-game road trip during the National Baseball Congress World Series. The Wingnuts didn't have any juice last night. They only had 4 hits, lost 5-0 at St. Paul against the Saints in front of a crowd of 8,300 people last night. The Wingnuts are having trouble with St. Paul. They have lost 6 times in a row to the Saints, dating back to last season. Average score in those losses, 6-1.
Really?
So they are...
yeah.
Some St. Paul has their number right now.
Yeah,
so
St. Paul's got them.
Wichita will try to snap that streak tonight. It's it's only a 2-game series, so one more game in St. Paul tonight for the Wingnuts, 7:05 tonight, as the Wingnuts now are 3 games behind for a playoff spot. And, of course, the National Baseball Congress World Series begins tomorrow night at the Lawrence Dumont Stadium, so get ready for that. And don't forget, starting on Monday, every weekday at 8:15, we will have a live chat from preseason camp with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, every day for 4 weeks in a row, starting on Monday at 8:15. So make sure you're here for that.
A lot of people tell us that they really like that. Mitch will talk about football, anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's a great segment, and he fills you in on everything going on at Chiefs training camp. It gives you a really good feel of what's going on up there.
Absolutely.
So that'll start on Monday at 8:15. And, like we said, NBC World Series starts tomorrow. I'd like to get a couple of tickets into the hands of a lucky listener. Call me now at 869-1330. Caller number 4 will get you a pair of tickets to go to the NBC World Series.
Hey, it's time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break here on KNSS. Ooh. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
723, Steve and Ted, give it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California liberals are fighting free lunches. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.